Alors après, il y a des femmes antiféministes qui sont plus paradoxales, un peu inclassables, qui sont souvent antiféministes parce qu'elles associent le féminisme à une forme de puritanisme sexuel et qu'elles se situent du côté de la révolution sexuelle. Alors je pense à Rachilde, Valentine de Saint-Point, Annie Lebrun, Catherine Millet, voilà, ce genre de femmes.
The show you're about to hear may contain profanity or harsh language. The opinions expressed by the programmers are not necessarily the opinions of CKUT. If you have a complaint about anything that you hear on air, you can email us at programming@ckut.ca.
Listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at blueskiesturnblack.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
Really bad. What's up, Montreal? It's the one and only Miss Chris. I'm speaking. Test one, test two. Just give us one sec, guys.
Test one, test two. Way better, way better. Let me lower this down a bit. Yes. We are getting somewhere with this. There we go. Thank you, Jack. This is perfect. All right, my loves. I hope everybody's having an amazing day so far. It is 29 degrees in Montreal currently, honey. If you're walking outside, I'm advising you for two things. A, a water bottle, and B, deodorant. Because you want to smell nice. It is a sweaty day. But talking about a sweaty day, as I was walking, because today, if people, for you guys that don't know, I'm actually, this is my last episode for the remaining, the next 2 weeks, so the first 2 weeks of the month of September, I, with my good best friend, good sis, good Judy, Santa Barbara, will be in Europe. Yes, yes, yes. I've been working quite hard. I've been busting my ass and making the coins. Or just like my mother used to say, I've been churning water to turn it into butter. I have worked and I deserve a treat and I deserve a time off. So I will be in Europe, but rest assured, I already have a plan for the 2 weeks that I won't be there. I already know who's going to be my takeover duo. So basically, I started the show with Bitch, I'm Sad by my good sis, Marcy McClair, and Miss Monib. So both Miss Monib and my love, Miss Amal, are going to be taking over. It's going to be a Sag takeover. So for the next 2 weeks, as Miss Chris will be, I guess, Sag takeover or whatever name they decide to come up with. But yeah, so you can tune in same times, same channel, anything, same link, 90.3 FM, CKUT, 6 PM on Mondays. So you can check on Miss Amal and Miss Monib taking over the Ask Miss Chris Queer Court show. So if we were to, just give me 1 sec, actually. There's something with this song. I seem to have some issues with my microphone, guys. Give us 1 sec. We're trying to figure this out, because, you know, if I can't hear what I'm saying, how do I know what I'm telling you? Test one. Test two. This is already better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is already better. So, yeah. And the second reason why I've decided to start the show with Bitch, I'm Sad is because the gospel of the week, like I said on my Instagram earlier today, today's episode is going to be very low-key, very easy. You can, you know, call if you have something to ask me, if you have something to tell me, if you have something to say to the world. 514-448-4013, if you're a little bit shy. Per usual, it's askmisschris@ckut.ca. But today's episode is going to be pretty much, you know, easygoing. I just have a little story time to, for you guys. Last weekend, right? Last weekend, I'm coming out of work, and then I get a message from this person on one of those dating apps. You know how they're the devil. But you keep them around, because when you're bored, when you have nothing else to do, why not? So this person tells me that they're down to have a drink at the park of my choice, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? If they're bringing up the alcohol, what do I have to lose? Plus, I picked a park right next to my house, so push come to shove, all I had to do was get out and roll my way back home. So I decided to go to meet that person at the park, and, you know, it was a nice time. I mean, they were nice, blah, blah, blah. I also have to point out that from the moment we decided to meet, it was made very clear that it was not going to be any sexual shenanigans going in the outdoors. I always tell you guys, I'm not a kink shamer. You do what you want. You do what makes you feel good and what floats your boat. But for me, I left those outdoor days long behind, honey. they'll put you on a sex offenders list. I always tell my girls, you better be careful. They will write you off like a Law and Order SVU episode. Be careful. But I digress. So it was made very clear that it was not going to be anything sexual in the outdoor. I came for a drink, and they came for some weed. They provided the alcohol, I provided the ganja. So it was a deal. So I get to talk to them, we sit, blah, 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 we're talking, na, 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 na. And then I couldn't help but wonder, 30 minutes and the conversation, right? That I'm smoking, I'm taking a puff of the cigarette as I'm taking a puff of the joint. You know, I like to go back to back. And then I drift off just for a hot second, and I'm thinking, right? I'm like, is this a hangout or a free therapy session where I'm the therapist? What's going on? Because mind you, I can fully understand if somebody is to ask you about your day and you didn't have the nicest of the day, even if it's the first time you're meeting that person. I can understand honesty. And I can, you know, if that's something that's truly weighing on yourself, on your head, on your conscience, on whatever. Yes, please tell me so that we can get it out of the way so we can actually have a first conversation of us getting to know each other. But my issue is, how was I able to know that this person was seeking some type of mental checkup? Because mind you, after I thought that, right, I thought this to myself, I obviously did not say this out loud, but after I thought this to myself, zoning out in the pond, they snapped me out of it by telling me, because, you know, ever since I quit my job a few months ago, I've been in a depression, and honeys, I almost let out a you don't say. But I'm telling you, I was sick and tired. 45 minutes in, and now you're telling me you're in depression, honey. I could have told you that. I could have told you that 45 minutes before, but you know what? Make it 46. Because by the moment I walked in, I could tell they were a little bit of a sad person. But you know, people, they really do project a little bit of a sad energy, but sometimes it's an aesthetic. You know, a lot of people, they love being sad girls. Once again, I don't judge. You do what makes you feel good. You do what works for you. Me, I'm not a sad girl. I do have a resting bitch face. But honey, sad is not part of my look. No. When people look at me, they don't think sad. I'll tell you that. But I could tell he was a little bit of a sad boy, you know, like a little angsty early 30-something. I don't know. So we're talking. And the thing about it is, as much as, you know, he was funny, he had a few jokes, whatever, I still could not wrap my head around the fact that this man makes plans to meet me and turns the entire thing into a free therapy session. And you know, I only have myself to blame in that situation, because my thing is, I always tell you girls, when it comes to meeting strangers, I understand, you know, you do have to meet strangers eventually. I know, I'm getting around the idea myself. But when it comes to meeting full strangers, right, I usually like to do a little bit of a talking first online, unless you're telling me, you know what, I'm close to your job, whatever, I saw you there, and you were nice, I have a joint, I have a drink, I have a bottle, and do you want to take a sip with me at the park? Sure, if I'm already outside, which was kind of the case last weekend. But normally my thing is, when it's time to meeting and have a drink with somebody, I like to have somewhat of a conversation before, prior, you know, just so I know what's your name, what's your sign, you know, certain things like that. What's your mother's name? I don't know. For example, what's your job? Anything that might be of use in the near future of us meeting. But I did not know such thing. No. I was really bored. And it was my last day at work. So I said, you know what? Let me check out. So I'm going to the park. 45 minutes turned into an hour. An hour turned into an hour and a half. It was indeed a free therapy session in which another thing really jumped into my head. Because people, A, will use a hangout or a date or meeting somebody for the first time often, especially when they're meeting a marginalized person or somebody that's more marginalized than they are. Because like I always tell girls, everything is, you know, to a certain extent. So many different extents, right? Because when I say more marginalized than they are, I'm sure a lot of people currently can fully relate. And not only trans black people like me or non-binary black people like me, no. I'm sure a lot of white cis white women can relate. I'm sure a lot of, I don't know, gay brown boys can relate. Because the moment that you're not a white man in society, you're always going to be some type of marginalized, right? It's a given, we know that. If you're not a cis white man, put heterosexual on top of it, you're definitely, you know, you fit in one of those boxes. Now, the man was not a straight man, he was a white gay. But close enough, close enough in the grand scheme of things, I would say. I would believe. If you disagree, that's on you. This is not a debate channel. This is the Ask Miss Chris show, so I say what I think. But back to the man. So I'm thinking, this man got himself a free therapy session. Well, let's humor him, you know, let's get into the conversations with him. And that's when the second thing that I really peeped jumped out. Not only will people A, use you for a free therapy session when you're more marginalized than them because they know you've seen a lot. But second of all, what is this thing about doing an oppression Olympic the first time you meet somebody? Because mind you, this person is originally from Montreal, but has been living in Germany for, without me giving too much details about their private life, let's say over, in between 3 to 7 years, right? I mean, that doesn't live that much of it. Well, the cat is out of the bag. 3 to 7 years, let's say. A little bit over, a little bit less. So this person tells me how now, coming back to Montreal after all this time, it's a bit different. And, you know, they kind of like Montreal more in the sense that people here in Montreal, they don't, you know, they don't stare as much as in Germany. Because the entire time they had to let me, you know, honey, you can easily tell by the sound of my voice how much I enjoyed that evening. Once again, he was quite nice, but it was really disheartening to me to think that I left my house to go hear somebody complain for an hour and a half. Complain about everything under the sun. And then try to do an oppression Olympic with me. Because my thing is, they're telling me how in Berlin people, they stare way, you know, people in Montreal don't stare as much as in Berlin. And I'm like, says who? And I'm like, no, listen, I might have never been to Berlin. I always have no business in such, in this part of the world. Germany. Listen, I love techno music. But yes, that's about it. So, I have no interest, and I never had really any interest in going to Germany or Berlin, but for him to tell me that, you know, people in Montreal, they don't stare as much as Germany, I don't know for Germany, but I know my city. And one thing about Montreal, I know people here have time. They have time to turn their head in the sidewalk and look at you. Anybody listening right now, you can vouch for it. You've had people that were staring at you in a restaurant because your skirt was too short. You've had grown men staring at your titties because you're not wearing bras. We've all seen it. So I'm telling him, I'm thinking, I mean, people in Montreal, they do stare. And then he keeps on backing it up, not as much as in Germany. I'm here to tell you that. And I'm like, well, once again, I don't know for Germany, but I'm here to tell you that people do stare in Montreal because that's how I make a living. That's how I make. If people were not staring, honey, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And then I had to bring it up to him this way. People might not be staring at you because you were 5'7", 5'8". Scrawny white man with medium length hair. You wouldn't be the first person I'd stare at. I'll tell you that. In my case, put aside the blackness, put aside the trans identity. I always say, I told him that, and I said, listen, if it was only for me being black, they would call me a thief the moment I walk into a store. Now you put the transness and non-binaries and queerness on top of it, they don't even know how to call me, honey. It's a mixed match and confusion for them. So you truly think that you, as a technical cis white man, can really vouch for a city's for people's entire experience with a city? I wouldn't even make such assumptions about cities that I've been to, and I'm a woman of the world. You better ask about me and ask around, honey. I've been around. But yet, I do believe one thing: everybody's experience is everybody's experience. And oppression Olympics. And I used to hate this term. That's the funniest thing. I really used to hate the term because I always felt like, my God, oppression Olympic. What a dreadful term. What a dreadful behavior. Up until you really see it, because you don't necessarily navigate or put yourself in situations where you would be going into such battles and into such games. Because I know my friends and the people I surround myself with in my day-to-day life, in my personal life, in my work life, we don't do oppression Olympics, honey. We're not trying to dwell on the bad things. We're not. And that goes back to what I said earlier. Why would you use a first to hang out with somebody as a free therapy session? You really find yourself asking that question, because I always tell you guys, I always say, if you're not happy, then leave people alone. Because if you're not happy, you have no business trying to find your happiness through somebody else. You can definitely meet somebody to cheer you up. That's a given. I'm all here for it. You should do it for yourself, of course. But what you should not do is go meet people if you're such in a bad spot, in a bad space mentally and emotionally, especially strangers. Because now, I've only met you once, Mr. Germany. But I know I'm not meeting you again. It's a given. It's a given. Because the other thing also, that's a little joke. Hey, really, this man really had me laughing on a 8 p.m. evening on a Tuesday. He really, on a Saturday, he really had me laughing. At some point, we're smoking weed. And I guess he hasn't been in Montreal for, you know, so long. So he sees my SQDC little weed pouch and he goes, can't believe that they're actually selling you guys weed now. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I usually try to stick with my dealer, but they're definitely more reliable. You know, everybody knows that. And then he answered something that really had me... I remember turning mad and saying, oh. So this is how it went. So I'm telling him, you know, I would usually stick to my dealer, but the SQDC is not as, SQDC is definitely more reliable. And then he answered, well, I'm sure of that, but you know, I'd rather the government gets the money at the end. And I'm like, you'd rather the government gets the money? But I mean, why would you? You know, I'm usually a smart girl, but I always know I don't know everything. So I really tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, well, where are you going with this? Why would you want the government to keep the money? And then that's when he told me, well, you know, organized crime. And then I said, oh. This man sat with me in the middle of the Outremont, in the middle of a park in Outremont, to tell me organized crime should not be getting our weed money. I said, sir, listen, once again, I don't know for the mean streets of Germany. But I do know in Montreal, chances are you'll stumble on a little, I don't know, some short brown girl selling her weed from her basement before you fall into the organized crime, honey. I've been buying weed for years. And the mafia never showed up to my house to sell me weed. I don't know what kind of organized crimes are you dealing with. Who are you buying your weed from? Who's? Call me right now if you're buying weed from organized crime. I have a number for you. This is not the way to go, honey. And I'm telling him, I'm like, well, I mean, organized crime is a bit much. You know, like I said, everybody and their mamas are selling weed. Shit, I probably know a doctor that sells weed. I know a nail girl that sells weed. I know a singer that sells weed. And I even know a cook that sells weed. See, everybody sells weed. I don't deal with organized crime, honey. I don't deal with them. Not today, not tomorrow. So I'm telling him that, and he's like, yeah, but where do you think those so-called everybody people you're talking about are getting their weed from? And mind you, the man doesn't know how to roll, and I'm a lousy roller myself. So I'm trying to roll the best as I can, trying to follow up his story, not making him see that I'm looking at him like he's crazy. So I'm here with my acrylic nails on. Oh, all right. Well, yes, you know, no, it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm smoking the weed. And not only was he full of different ideas and opinions about the world, he was a roach princess. For those who don't know the term, I just came up with it. I'm quick like that. What do you want? A roach princess. So you're telling me to bring the weed, you provide the alcohol, I'm providing the ganja. That was the deal. And I stick to my word. I'm a woman of my word. I only have one word in this world. Or a few, depending on the situation. So I bring the weed. And because I was at home before us meeting, I'm telling myself, oh, let me roll myself a little something. And then, I don't know, it was already time to meet. So I'm like, oh, well, he's already at the park. Let me just go meet him. I'll bring the roach. I'll bring the weed and some papers. So I'm smoking a cigarette, enjoying myself a good cigarette with a good beer under the moonlight. And this man was such in a hurry to roll this weed. I was like, oh, well. If you really want to smoke that quick, I mean, I just sat in my head. I'm like, girl, I literally just lit this cigarette. I'm like, okay, whatever. If you really want to smoke, I have a roll for you that I smoked earlier. I think there was like maybe 2 to 3 quarters left. I'm like, you can smoke some of that if you want. In the meantime, I'm just going to finish the cigarette. Would you guys believe me if I tell you the man looked at the roach, put it back in the ash and the little compartment thing that I brought, and waited for me to roll one? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I was like, also, my roach is not good enough for you. Oh, I didn't say that, of course, because once again, you keep it nice, and you never know how crazy people can be. You don't want to ruffle their feathers. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I get the hint. You know, you don't have to tell me twice. You told me once, you told me twice. And if you told me twice, you told me 4 times. So I'm like, all right, sir, you got it. So I'm starting to roll. I just couldn't believe my evening. I really couldn't. And that goes to show, sometimes when you're bored, stay home. Sometimes when you're bored, honestly and truthfully to God, stay home. stay home. Because mind you, one thing that I will say, he did provide the alcohol, and I drank my... When I'm telling you I drank, if anybody was wondering why I was not in the ball prancing on stage, I was asleep. Ooh, he got me that. I think it was a gluten-free beer. I'm not sure. It was quite nice. It was really quite nice. I'm trying to figure out if it was indeed gluten-free, because it was definitely a blonde beer. And I don't know if that's such thing as a gluten-free blonde beer. If you do know the answer, you know where to call me. But I ended up drinking so much with that man. The moment I felt my toenails getting cold and my little Adidas slides, I got up pretending that my leg, how do you know my leg was falling ill, you know, a dead leg. I started shaking like a shimmy like a shaker. I was shimmying that right leg like a shaker, honey. And that's when I said, well, this was a lovely moment, but it is getting cold. And my feet are dead. I'll see you soon, baby. And I went home and I passed out from all these beers, honey. Ooh, I passed out. I got in my bed at 10:30. I woke up at 6 in the morning. Mind you, Miss Monib called me before passing out. She's like, girl, are you coming to the ball? I said, honey, it's way too cold. It's way too cold. I might see you at the club. But I'm not outside at Place des Arts. That's a given. I won't be there. I already know. And Miss Monib goes, well, baby, if you don't go there, we'll go to Barbosa later. So come through. I'm like, all right, I'll come. I'll come when I wake up. And I did it on purpose because I'm not putting alarms anymore. For anybody that used to be like me and that used to, before going to the club or before going somewhere, let's say you come back from work or you come back from hanging out with somebody and you have other plans afterwards, taking a nap in between and setting up an alarm for your naps, don't do it. Don't do it. Honestly, it's a waste of time. You will probably not hear that alarm. That's the story of my life. I never heard a single alarm ever. And I stopped doing so because I do believe that if your body needs to sleep, your body will sleep what it needs to. Unless you have some type of medical, you know, reason that keeps you from sleeping, like insomnia or something. But when I got inside my bed, under my blankets at, what, 10:40? And then I woke up at 6:30 a.m. Rested. Ooh, I was so rested. I felt like you would have taken 12 years off my life, honey. I was 10 years old again. Yes, 22. That's an inside joke for me, Miss Amal. No, I'm not 22, but my age is a secret. Not that much of a secret. All you have to do is go back a few episodes. We talked about it already. It was my birthday. A secret indeed for the newcomers. But listen, like I said, today is a very, very chill episode. I'm probably going to go back with a song so I can get myself another drink. What are we going to play for you guys today? Ooh. You know what? Why not Out of Control Remix 50 Cent? It's a summer song. Why not?
Can't be touched, nigga, can't you see? G-Nate,
you man, cause me, I'm gonna do my thing.
You know I do my thing.
I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them looking again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background, burning that backwood. Styling, stunting, doing my two-step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose it. Parental discretion's advised. This is grown folk music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumpin'. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam-pack the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in.
You wanna search me to search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, P on my side twisting. In club duvet with a chick that go both ways. Let me see that ID just for room for. Put a drink till the worm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from soft porn. For it pop, make them sign a disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop shit, these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Sense into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that done came
came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air bathroom, no problem. In the club, feed them liquor, otherwise we starve them. So much green getting twisted like potato, we got it. Let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the way. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the way.
You already know how I go, I bang, I shine. I play, I stay, I'm going for mine. I'm young, I'm black, I'm rich, and yes, I'm ghetto in the motherfucking project steps. I'm cool, I'm calm, you looking real stressed. I'm strapped, I'm on kick, hold your head. I'm known for gap popping. When I got problems, I don't run, I just gun you all up. But we ain't come here to start no drama. We just looking for our future baby mamas. Money with face, with style and body. I cook, I clean, I swear that mommy. Just as long as you don't go off and tell nobody. I go down low, I'm lying, I'm trying my best to let you know. Sugar pop, get that P, the doc beat, make it easy to get him in the bed sheets.
No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the way. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Good plan, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the way.
Back. I just played Hotel Key by my good sis Sayana, which, like I said, we're both traveling Europe together August 31st to September 12th. So if you have any gigs, bookings, send it our way. But as I'm thinking of my good sis, I almost forgot to shout her out. She just finally launched open her business, guys. It's out. It's on her own DJ recording and everything space that you can go. Basically, on their website, the way it works is the pre-bookings will be September 15th, and the opening for the lessons and everything DJ-related is going to be September 19th. So if you want to practice with equipment for clubwear equipment, if you want to go record something, if you want to just learn how to use musical and technical stuff for all types of equipment, you go to Digital Studios, you book a meeting with my sis, and she'll get you good. She'll get you real good. So it's at 633 Avenue Beaumont. It's right before Parc Ex, basically. Right before Metro Parc. And you can also email them at djtalstudios@gmail.com. So shout out to my good sis, Sana. I have another story time, I think, to tell you guys. Not really a story time, but a question. Because you guys know I like to work with the same people when I do stuff, especially when it comes to service industries or service workers, right? I like to go to places that I know their service is going to be good, and I know the service is either going to be inclusive, not transphobic. So, you know, just a nice place and nice environments in general. And when it comes to my beauty glam, my glam teams, I have girls all over the city. I have some girls for my hair, I have some girls for my nails, I have some girls for their waxing, some girls for their eyebrows and whatnot. But when it comes to eyebrows, why is it so hard as a non-binary girl to find a place that does eyebrow threading within the vicinity and not all the way downtown, right? Because the places I go to, shout out to Rivera Beauty, they do my lashes, they do my brows usually. But the girl that does the eyebrows currently is out. She's on vacation, good for her. I was trying to get my eyebrows before my vacation, you know, but I guess our vacations couldn't vacate together. But my thing is, for anybody that doesn't know, it's actually very hard when you're, sadly, if you're AMAB and not fully in a cis-presenting kind of way, or like a binary-presenting way, it's really hard to get, I mean, it's impossible. They will not let you in often to those traditional eyebrow-threading places. The South Asian ones, it's a known thing that they don't let AMABs in. They don't serve AMABs, which maybe it's a cultural thing. I'm not here to question it. But I'm here to ask my listeners, if anybody ever wanted to open a salon, one of the girls wanted to open a salon, it's your time, mama. Mm-hmm. It's your time, because love Rivera Beauty, but they can be servicing the whole city. I mean, it would be nice. The money would be nice for them. But there's enough money for everybody to go around. So this is your message. If you've ever wanted or dreamt of having your own salon, your own spa, your own beauty space, whatever, do it. Look at Sana. She wanted to open her own DJ studios, and she did. And the opening was amazing. I'm just here for everybody taking their life in hands and making other people's lives easier in the process. Because, honey, if you also know somebody that does let AMABs in terms of threading and that's available tomorrow before my flight, let me know. I'll fly off myself. Shit, I'll detour the plane if I have to. But yeah, so let me know if you know somebody. You know, I'm always all up in ears and listening to everything. So let's go back into music. And like I said, if you want to call, it's always time. 514-448-4013. And let's go with a little bit of Lock You Down by my good sis Maya. That was a good song featuring Lil Wayne.
Yes, sir. What it is? T, this right here is automatic, man. Understand that. See what you know about. Sky Storch got torch. Yeah. And Weezy F got fire. Yes. And we bringing back Miss Maya.
Get up. If I had a dollar for all of the times I thought I found the right one, I'd be a billionaire that I could probably ride out and go and buy the right one. I wouldn't mind a dude that could take my attitude and take the time to listen. Someone that understands when I need a little space and when I need attention. What I'm looking for is
safety with direction.
Direction.
Body with affection.
Affection.
And who's gonna put it on me? That's what I need.
That's what I need.
Somebody who can read me, check me when I need to be.
Oh, yeah.
Pick me up when I'm falling. That's what I need.
She throw away the key too. Got me tied up like a three-piece suit. Maya's back, got a sweet tooth. Miss Caramel, I need 3 scoops. I can see you in your beach suit, walking around my beach view. 3-bedroom penthouse see-through. Just windows, rich-ass nymphos. Baby girl, I can tell you where you need to go, where you ought to be. On a charter, coming to Young Carter. You need direction, I could take you farther. You need affection, I could crush you harder. You need protection. Protection, sweetheart, I'm fresh off election. And if you're checking, I won't be far. I'll be right on your radar. Yeah.
When I find you,
when I find
you,
I'll
let you get away.
No, I won't.
Never let you slip away.
Oh no, baby,
I'm gonna lock you down.
I hope you drive me crazy.
know you can't help but to be yourself around me, yourself around me now. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be, I'll let you be. It's the way you weigh your emotions on both of your sleeves, ah, to the face you make when I tell you that I had to leave. Ooh, but I like it, baby. Ooh, I like it, baby. But I like it, baby.
Thank you.
and this is Sweetest Goodbye by Maroon 5, as I'm giving you my goodbyes, as I'm sailing off to the old world. Rest assured, stay nice, stay put. Miss Moody, Miss Emma, we're here to fuck it up next week. And when I come back, it's back to usual programming. Love you. I'll see you soon.
And if it never ends, then when do we start? I'll never leave you behind or treat you unkind. I know you understand. Oh, oh, oh. And with a tear in my eye, give me the sweetest goodbye that I ever did receive. Never leave you behind or treat you unkind, and I know you'll understand. Yeah, 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 yeah. And with a tear in my eye, give me the sweetest goodbye.
Tell them I see them to remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, well, well. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture. And tell them I see them to remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, well. 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
following is a previously broadcast program.
Welcome to Dragon Root Radio, Feminist Waves brought to you by CKUT and the Center for Gender Advocacy.
The Dragon Root Media Collective aims to bring you feminist content that challenges interlocking systems of oppression and makes space for voices systemically silenced. Dragon Root understands media as being inherently political and emphasizes media skill sharing as a form of resistance.
We meet every other Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Center for Gender Advocacy and welcome anyone interested in learning or producing feminist media to join. No skills required.